Well, today we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2012 from Audubon High School. We have three young ladies here who are getting set to start the new journey. Before they leave, we want to talk a little bit to them. Who's first?
My name is Dana Johnson.
Dana, tell us about your family.
I have a older brother who's going to the University of Iowa right now and a younger sister who's a freshman. She'll be a sophomore this fall.
So you're both the giver and taker of advice then, since you're in the middle.
Oh, yes. My younger sister doesn't take advice very well, but, you know, I try and give it, and it doesn't always work.
That's probably what your older brother would say about you.
Well, yeah, probably.
Okay. So we're clear on that. Hey, talk about schoolwork. What classes did you like?
I'm really into math and science. I had an advanced chemistry class this year that I really liked. I have a calculus class that I like. It's fun. These other two girls are in with me, so... I take some English courses, a comp course. It's been pretty fun.
Do you find, have you always had kind of an analytical mind since you kind of like those types of courses? Are you a natural problem solver?
Yeah, I definitely like to ask questions and look for answers and stuff. Sometimes it frustrates my parents because I ask a lot of questions, but yeah.
So it's like you're 2 years old all over again.
Yeah.
You just keep asking questions. Yeah. Okay. Well, talk a little bit about some of the teachers. Say years from now, are there any teachers when you think back that you'll still be thankful that you had because they kind of helped to point you in the right direction?
I had a second grade teacher, Stacy Ambrose, who I still talk to her, and she definitely helped foster a love of reading in me, and I really appreciate that. I had some really good junior high teachers, a good math teacher. And then in high school, I've had our math teachers really great, Mr. Conkler, our chemistry teacher, the courses I like. Ms. Jessen was a really good teacher, Ms. Madsen. I've had some really good teachers. Teachers are really enthusiastic in the classroom and have just fostered me a love of learning overall.
I'm impressed that the first name you whipped off was a second grade teacher. When you get old like me, you don't even remember who your second grade teachers were. That's pretty amazing. She must have made a big impact.
She did. She definitely did. She really was just happy to be where she was and happy to teach us, and that just left an impression on me. So.
Very good. Well, what else have you been involved with? Talk about your extracurricular activities.
Okay, I play a lot of sports. I run cross country in the fall, basketball, track, and then I swim in the summer. I'm also in speech, both individual and large group. I've done those the past 4 years. I've been in the drama productions, band. I play the flute in band. This year I did jazz band and played the piano for that. I'm in student senate, and I'm a class officer. So.
Gee, that's all?
I think.
How do you deal with being so busy?
I don't sleep that much. No, it's just a lot of hard work, and I just manage my time pretty well. High school has really taught me to just be efficient, pretty much.
Okay. Do you have a favorite out of all those things?
Ooh. I would say running, cross country and track. I really like to run, and yeah, it's definitely grown to be my favorite through the last 4 years.
Okay. Well, what's next for you this fall?
I'm going to Northwestern University up in Evanston, Illinois, and I think I'm going to major in chemistry, but that's kind of iffy. It's just what I'm starting at.
So. Okay. Why'd you choose Northwestern?
It kind of fit all the things I wanted, and I visited it and really liked it. It's smaller than some of the schools I looked at, and I kind of like that, and I think it'll be academically challenging, which is something I'm looking forward to.
Okay. So you got a brother who's a Hawkeye. You're going to be a Wildcat. How are those things going to work out?
Well, I told my dad he had to. My mom graduated from the University of Iowa, so I told my dad he had to be a Wildcat fan. So.
Yeah, we'll check back with you in a few years, see how that's working out. Well, what's down the road for you then? Do you have any idea where life might take you?
I would really like to do medical research in the future. I just am fascinated. My mom is a nurse, and that's definitely rubbed off on me, and I find that kind of stuff really interesting. So I hope sometime in the future to be working in a lab or doing field work.
Very good. Give those eighth graders some advice.
Okay, my advice to the eighth graders is pretty much just work hard. That is the one thing that no matter what your grades are, you can always work hard. How you're doing in sports, you can always work hard and improve yourself. So,
very good. Good advice. Thank you, Dana. Good luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next?
I'm Kayla Polson.
Okay. Kayla, tell us about your family.
It's just my mom and my younger brother, who's going to be an eighth grader next year.
All right. Talk about classwork then. What have you enjoyed?
I really liked calculus and the advanced chemistry class we had. And I'm taking individualized reading, which is kind of an easier class, but it gave me time to read. So that was exciting.
Okay. What about teachers? Any teachers that you're going to be talking about down the road?
Definitely Miss Madsen. She's been my favorite teacher since I was in seventh grade, and she's really helped me a lot.
Okay. What do you think it takes to really make a good teacher? What kind of qualities or characteristics do teachers have to be able to break through with a student?
Having a sense of humor and being able to relate to the students, I think, and be able to understand what they're going through school-wise.
Okay. Nice to finally get a chance to grade the teachers, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular stuff. What else have you been involved in?
Band and choir, and I go to orchestra down in Carroll with All Strings Attached, and I've been in the speech for 3 years and the drama stuff for 4 years. I'm in tennis. I've done swim team.
What is your favorite among all those things? Do you have one?
Probably the music stuff. I guess I'm kind of good at that, so.
Now, do you play several instruments then?
I play trombone, and I kind of taught myself how to play the piano, so I can fiddle around a bit.
How do you kind of teach yourself how to play piano? Just keep playing around with it?
Well, I had one piano lesson from my mother. She's a really good piano player. Mm-hmm. One lesson, I was like, I can't do this. So I just kind of made it up and figured it out.
Okay. You just decided that you want to give up that easily, but you didn't want to ask for help anymore.
Yeah, basically.
Basically. Okay, gotcha. Well, talk a little bit about what's next for you then. What's coming up here in the fall?
I'm going to be going to Wartburg in Waverly. Okay. I'm going to be majoring in mathematics and possibly education.
Okay. Why'd you choose Wartburg?
It's a smaller campus. I kind of like the homier feel, and they have a really good music program that I'm going to be involved in.
Okay, mathematics. So you want to get into education then down the road?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Do you find yourself, are you a natural problem solver? Have you always liked to tackle a challenge?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Well, talk a little bit about what the future holds for you. Where do you see yourself, say, 10 years down the road?
I'll probably either be teaching math in some high school, or I really want to work for the National Security Agency as like a cryptologist on the computer, and I'd like to travel overseas. That'd be exciting.
Okay. Well, you've obviously given this a little bit of thought then, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Well, what about those eighth graders? Give them some advice. What do you want them to know before they start high school?
Definitely be involved in as much as you can, and show up to classes, because believe it or not, being in the class helps a lot, and just work hard.
Okay, so. Make the effort. Very good. Well, you did, and it's paid off. Kayla, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next?
I'm Emily Anderson.
Okay. Emily, invite us into your home. Tell us all about your family.
I have two older sisters and one younger sister, and my family has hosted 5 foreign exchange students.
Wow, I guess I picked my wording right. Everybody's invited into your home, I guess. Has that been kind of fun, or has it been tough at times?
It's both. It's fun and tough, of course. We've had 5 boys, so my dad thought we should have boys instead of just girls, too.
He's trying to even up the score?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. All right. Well, has that been a good learning experience for you then, too, to get to meet and know some of these other folks that come from other backgrounds?
Yeah, it's really interesting to find out how the other cultures work, and I've had a chance to go over to Norway and Denmark in 2007, so that was really cool, too.
Wow, that's a good experience. Well, talk about your schoolwork here. What classes did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed anatomy and physiology. I just find the human body really interesting.
Okay. Is that something that, was there something, a class or a person who kind of turned you on to that at all? Or is it something that's always kind of been an interest to you?
I've just always kind of been interested in it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your extracurricular activities and what else you've been involved in.
I'm in band, chorus, jazz choir, dance team, student senate, class officer, drama, speech, swim team.
help from the peanut gallery. So many things you can't even, it's hard to even remember. Are you pretty good at budgeting your time? I mean, was there ever a time when it was difficult to be all this involved in all these kinds of things?
Yeah, there's sometimes I've really learned to manage the time. And I feel like the busier people get, the more stuff done, I guess.
Well, that's true. The busier you are, the more you have to manage your time, I guess. What about teachers? Are there any teachers that have really made an impact on you that you're going to think back on that really kind of steered you in the right direction?
I just had the first chance to have Mrs. Jessen as a teacher, and I really like her. I think she's really good at teaching.
Okay. Well, what's next for you then this fall?
I'm going to the University of Iowa.
Okay. And to study what?
Undecided, but I really like the health sciences, so something in that area.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa?
They have a really good, like, they have the hospital there and really liked the campus.
Does it maybe give you some opportunities then, too, to kind of feel your way around a little bit as you try to decide on that major?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, where do you see yourself then down the road? Is it kind of tough to picture yourself 10 years down the road since you're not even sure about a major yet?
Yeah, it is kind of tough. I don't really know what I want to do, I guess.
Do you really have any ideas at all right now, or are you still kind of searching around for what you think might be your vocation?
I'm still searching around.
Okay. Well, give those eighth graders some advice then. What do you want them to know as they get ready to start the high school adventure?
I would definitely say be involved in as much as you can do, because it really is rewarding being involved and just working hard.
Okay. You never know what you're missing until you try them all and realize. Very good. Well, thank you, Emily. Appreciate it. That's Emily, Kayla, and Dana. They're some of the tops of the class of 2012 at Audubon High School.